more soldiers running one time.
Is they got a place up at Clinton where you can get on the train there?
That'll be just free to come to Clinton and the backseat for more so.
Uh-huh. She didn't get packed on, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
She's not talking about that. She's talking about way back.
No, I don't think they might have had a...
Deeper.
Yeah, deeper.
I know some places people regularly rode them, you know, just mm-hmm. like ride a city bus or something now, you know. Yeah. And what about the, is Clinton the county seat? Or is there another town that's the main?
Clinton's the county seat.
Yeah.
But most people used to ride a train and get them up at Garland. So,
Garland?
Yeah.
We could hear the whistle
blow in Garland. Uh-huh. Okay. And how about different terms you'd hear people use for the war that was between the North and the South? You remember hearing your grandparents or anybody ever talk about fighting in it, or?
It's Confederate War, right on my down. World War I. And it's one that's called the Red Church.
Okay. What about at Christmas? What if somebody came to your house, what would you say to them?
Christmas.
Does that have anything to do with getting a present?
Well, if you called it out before you did, then you sold it out. Well, I got you first, didn't it? Me.
How about at New Year's?
Just happy New Year, but I'm not.
All right. And these are about different kinds of sicknesses, like when you get something in your joints where they hurt, what do you call that?
Arthritis or neuritis. Rheumatism.
They're both considered rheumatism? Okay. And what if somebody has to have their appendix taken out? They got a... hurt any terms of what kind of sickness they have.
What size is on my name?
Okay. And what about if somebody eats something that don't agree with them and it comes back up? What do you say to that?
Throw it up. Throw up stomach.
Okay. And what about when somebody dies? Would you have more polite ways of saying you wouldn't say so-and-so died, but they might say they